So that is a very good question, because I honestly actually don't know. If it was today, I don't know which way I would vote. Because I think what we need to have a proper and thorough debate about our relationship with the European Union. And one of the things I welcome is that what the Conservative Party has actually said is, we're going to try and renegotiate. We're going to try and get a deal that suits us as best as we can. Whatever we get, we're going to put to people in a vote in 2017 and give people an in-out choice. So we'd have to judge it on what's on the table then and on the debate that takes place.
It looks very unlikely that, of course, that referendum will be brought forward. So this is going to be an election issue, isn't it?
It is going to be an election
issue. In 2015.
Yeah.
So we need to know from you, don't we, which way you will vote, so that we know where you stand on Europe.
But it's almost impossible to answer that question because we don't know what the offer will be.
Simple question.
It is a simple question,
it's unfortunately not as simple.
I wish I could give you a yes or no answer to it. But the problem is we do not know what the referendum is going to be between. It's going to be staying in under new terms, however they will look, or leaving. And we need to properly and fully understand the implications of leaving. We also need to know what the new terms are under which we would stay in. I think our relationship with Europe needs to change a lot. Well, I think that we need less interference in things that shouldn't be Europe's area of domain of influence, you know, human rights issues, where they're telling people what they can and can't do, and they're legislating in ways that affect people's lives.
And do you think we can
less
negotiate
regulation.
Out of that?
I think we can probably negotiate out of some of it. But I think we should also recognise that the trade benefits of Europe, the free trade, for example, Nissan, one of the reasons they are based in the Northeast, they're creating thousands of jobs in Sunderland to the benefit of our regional economy, is because they use this as a platform from which to export vast numbers of cars to Europe. So they use it as a foothold into Europe. So there are pluses and negatives in being a member, and we need to fully assess the implication of any decision we take.
But you can't tell me at the moment whether you would want to be in or out of the European Union.
I think if it didn't change at all from where it is today, I would probably want to be out.